Welcome to What's Your Baseline Shorts.
In this series, we're distilling down our usual long-form content from the What's Your Baseline podcast into a more concentrated and visual form.
Right, but most importantly, this is a brief, focused discussion about a key topic in architecture, process, business, change, and so much more.
One topic, one session, one take. That's What's Your Baseline Shorts.
My name is Roland Volt, and today I'm joined by my co-host, JM Erlinson.
Hey, JM, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're back on video.
What?
I know, but I love What's Your Baseline Shorts. And What's Your Baseline Shorts gives us a chance to talk to people we really love a little more than we got to in the podcast episode. This is a special time because today we got Mike back.
You're loving.
And we're going to talk about things.
Hold on. Just to set the record. You're loving somebody else more than you love me as your podcast host?
Never, never. But here's the thing. Some of our guests, they don't do just one thing, or they don't have just one thing they want to talk about. And sometimes we just want to capture as much as we can in the sessions we have with them. For this one, Mike wrote a book. And if you haven't watched the What's Your Baseline episode yet about it, please go and watch or listen to the whole episode. But this is going to be talking about the process of writing a book for business audiences, something that I think Roland, you and I are pretty interested in as well.
Oh,
hopefully our audiences
yeah.
too. So Roland, you wanted the biggest question to start off with. You asked me before we started recording about the motivations.
Oh,
talk to me about motivation.
Now you're confusing this. I'm not the important person here. You know, the important person in this conversation is Mike. But let's start with the easiest question of all. Why?
It's a great question, Roland and Jam. So let me step back a little bit and kind of talk about the arc of my career. So I started my career in 95, 96 as a pure technologist. So I was a Java C++ programmer, solution architect. I ran large development programs. So if you think about it, my focus was, and you could literally throw me in a closet and people would shove coding instructions under the door. And my responsibility was to deliver working code that was bug-free, on time, et cetera. I didn't have really any context for what each of these businesses did. Then when I joined EY, I got introduced to a new world and one of my first projects was to create a capability map for a large bank. And I had a moment of epiphany where I was like, wow. And this is, I'm going to date myself here a little bit, but if you ever seen the Better Off Dead, in that scene, this is a 1985 movie, so I'm really dating myself. He says, one of the guys says, this is pure snow. Do you know what the street value of this stuff is? I'm like, that was my epiphany. I was like, wow, this is like so powerful. You could have everything a bank does or an organization does on a single sheet of paper. So within my career, then within consulting, I dedicated myself to this concept. So I started a process excellence capability within the financial services organization at EY. And then I really focused on how can I find diverse set of projects where I could take this concept, detail it out, and show how it added value. It just made sense to me. So then I left EY and I joined Citi as the head of process excellence, working on their consent order program. Their focus was on using the concept of process to address some of their consent order challenges. Which, and a consent order really is a directive from a federal agency saying you have control issues in your environment and you need to fix those. So I left them, left Citi earlier this year, and I said, you know, this concept, I think I've proven everything that I need to prove to myself. I think I've delivered value. I think it's time that the world needs to understand what this concept is and hopefully, you know, implement it for their own value.
So you wanted to spread the message. I love it.
I wanted to spread the message.
But the question here is, okay, now you have the motivation. How in the world do you actually get someone to buy into you as an author? Because you clearly have the business acumen. You've done the work in the trenches. How do you go about finding a publisher?
So this is exactly where I started. You Google, how do you write a nonfiction book? Literally, you know, I just decided I wanted to write the book, but I didn't know how. So I found this site that was really, really a valuable resource called readsy.com, readsy.com. And it's a resource for authors for both fiction books and nonfiction books. For nonfiction books, it essentially says there's four steps in the process. The first is you write a book proposal, and there's a standard format. So it's your overview, it's your competitive titles, it's who the book's for, et cetera. There's a standard format. The second step is you send it to some editors, and Readsy has some editors on the site that you could filter on genres and what they focus on, et cetera. But you're supposed to send it to the editors, and they clean it up for you and get it ready for step three, which is to send it to an agent. You send it to an agent. They, you know, you have a whole pitch of why you should take me on as a client. Then you get an agent. And then step four is they send it out to publishers and you get publishers. I got lucky with step two. I sent a request to five editors. And one of them happened to be an acquiring editor for a publisher, which is the one I signed with, which is A-Press Publishing. He sent me a note back, says, we're looking for a book on digital transformation. We think you'd be a great fit. We want to publish your book. So I had a phone conversation with him. He's like, let me take it to my leadership and pitch the concept. 2 weeks later, he came back with a contract. And I was like, okay. So then I had to go a little bit backwards. I had to find an agent to help me with the contract, because I don't know anything about publishing contracts, the T's and C's and whatnot. But, you know, I'd say I got lucky. I didn't have to go through all the pain of finding a publisher. It just happened.
So how long does it typically take? Do you have some, whatever, anecdotal information from others? You know, are they still searching for this, or?
I've heard it could take 6 months to a year just to find a publisher. So I don't know. I lucked out.
Well, hey, sometimes you have to do this, you know, yeah. And then they put the pistol on your chest and said, Mike, go write words. We need it tomorrow. Or what is the timeline that you typically see there?
So, you know, when we were negotiating the contract, there's, you know, we went back and forth a little bit on the end date. We settled on, mm-hmm. So I started this process March 1st. And I think it took me about a month to get the publishing contract, or maybe a little bit more. But then I put in there end of August for the completion date that I would have all my drafts ready.
Wow.
I have not done this before. I didn't know. I'm like, you know, we'll see. So it was quite the process. I'll tell you, it was a lot of work. I was writing pretty much every day. Well, at the start, you know, Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And I'd say no more than that, because you get just mentally fried after that. But then as we got closer to the deadline, they communicated with me. They really wanted me to hit the deadline to be able to publish the book this year. So I was motivated too. So I started writing 7 days a week, 3-4 hours a day, just to get it done. But and I'll say I did start good thing. I started with my hardest chapters first. So I didn't go 1 through 10 in order. I started with my most mentally taxing mm-hmm. chapters first. So I got those out of the way, and then it got easier as I went. So, but I'll say that it was a tough process, but I learned a lot. If I compared my original book proposal to the quality of my writing afterwards, I grew a ton as a writer. I learned a lot about the process of how you do research and how you have to keep detailed notes of where you got each information so that you could do citations, right? Mm-hmm. Other than that, it was a lot of work. It was luckily it's a topic that I have a lot of passion about. So it was a labor of love.
So it took you, if I do the math right, 5 months?
5 months. For 5-6 months.
For
yeah.
10 pages, or how big is the book?
It's I don't know yet, so I haven't seen it from the copywriter yet. But mm-hmm. if you look on Amazon, it says 345 pages. Ooh, I think that's probably about right. It's gonna be about 350 pages when it's all said and done.
Wow. So you've learned a lot through this process. My question is, for aspiring writers in the business space, what would you say your top two tips are for making a really effective piece of work for a publisher and for an audience?
Well, I think go through the process that I mentioned, but I think you have to dedicate to this process. There's so many distractions. You know, if you're trying to do this while you have a job, you know, dedicating 3 hours a day or whatever you need to do is a chore. So I think you need to really think through, how much time can I really dedicate towards this? What is my realistic end date? And how am I going to keep myself focused? You know, it's not, especially a book like this, it takes a lot of research, and you have to be up on the latest.
And then the cost for your summer house in the Hamptons, you know, that's also pricey, you know, where you ride it in the dunes and all that stuff, you know.
And all your coffees at Starbucks where you got your laptop open. Oh, I'm a writer.
You have your personal chef if you're in the Hamptons, you know, and you have your personal barista doing this. So Starbucks.
I don't know what author you're talking to. I think on this one, you're talking to Michael Schenck.
Oh, well, speaking of Michael Schenck, you know, we had this fantastic episode. Once again, go listen to it, everybody. But most importantly, go make sure to buy Mike's book. It's coming out. You'll find all the details on whatsyourbaseline.com. But we have a really cool thing to do because Mike's been very generous. He is going to do a giveaway. Whoa! Of three. Ooh. Count them, three copies of his new book. All you have to do is be subscribed or at least following the page on LinkedIn for What's Your Baseline. Make sure that you comment on one of these posts that is posting this What's Your Baseline's shorts, and we'll draw from those names and send you, at least communicate with you to get your address, to send you a copy of Mike's book. That's really exciting. Thank you so much, Mike, for giving away a couple of your books.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm excited to be here. Thanks guys for the time, and excited to hear the comments on the post and happily, I'm giving the books away.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
And it will. Well, until the next one, friends, I've been J.M. Erlinson.
I'm Michael Schenck.
And my name is still Roland Voigt.
We'll see you in the next short.